The Whole Health Cure with Dr. Sharon Berquist, the podcast that brings you inspiration and skills for living a healthy and fulfilled life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Whole Health Cure, a podcast exploring the science behind true health and living to your fullest physical, emotional, and spiritual potential. I'm your host, Dr. Sharon Berquist, and I'm so excited to have as our guest today, Dr. Michael Holley. Dr. Holley is a practicing asthma, allergy, and immunology doctor, and he currently practices in Chattanooga, Tennessee, in that area, treating adults and pediatric patients. He is a member of the teaching faculty at the University of Tennessee College of Medicine. He's the speaker for Dinner with the Doctor, which we'll be talking about, and he was the medical consultant for and also appears in the documentary Eating You Alive. And today we're going to be talking about the science behind a whole food plant-based approach for treating, preventing, and reversing chronic disease. And of course, some of the amazing results that Dr. Holley has been seeing. So Dr. Holley, thank you so much for joining us. We're so glad to have you.
It's my privilege to be here. Thank you.
Dr. Holley, you have a very interesting background. You're trained in pediatrics, allergy, and immunology. How did the Dinner with the Doctor and your interest in whole food plant-based diet intersect with that?
Yeah, so to really understand that, I think we have to go back a little bit, I guess, with my personal story, which is I grew up eating pretty much what most Americans do, the standard American diet. I married a vegetarian in 1986, but I didn't become vegetarian, but she sort of walked me along, and eventually I became a vegetarian, but that didn't necessarily equal healthy diet. Eventually sort of evolved into the vegan diet. And at that point I thought, well, okay, finally I'm eating the healthy diet. But in 2011, I realized that the vegan diet I was eating was full of junk food and processed foods and really wasn't very healthy. So at my wife's prompting, because we had actually gone to a conference where they were scanning, ultrasounding carotid arteries. And my wife is a very active, in good shape kind of person. She was quote unquote vegan at that time. And when they scanned her carotid arteries, they said, you know, you have plaque in your arteries. And they gave her a risk for heart attack. And she literally kind of let out a scream. And so from that point forward, she moved to a healthier diet, what we refer to as whole food plant-based, which is a better definition of a plant-based diet. And I slowly dragged along a few months later and did that as well. I personally had some health issues. I have a condition known as psoriatic arthritis. And my wife said, you know, I think if you go completely whole food plant-based and get the oils out and really do this right, that it's going to help your arthritis. At that time, I was taking a biologic medicine called Enbrel. And long story short, I switched over, became whole food plant-based. I went off the Enbrel. I've been off it now for almost 10 years now. In fact, I went to see my rheumatologist a few months ago because I hadn't seen him in a number of years. And I thought, well, I better check in with him. And he said, after all my blood work, that he said, you're the healthiest patient that I have, I believe. So it's made a big difference in my life. Which brings us to why we did Dinner with a Doctor. Our church promotes health, and we decided that sharing this with the community is the best way to get the word out. So another individual in our church and I began talking about this, and Dinner with a Doctor was born. At the outset, we really had planned to make Dinner with a Doctor just a, you know, three or four sessions, kind of give some lectures to the public and be done with it. But the response from the public was so dramatic. We had great attendance that we decided to make it an ongoing program. And so now we've been going since 2012, sharing whole food plant-based approach to preventing, treating, and reversing disease.
Wow, what a journey. I want to back up because there's so many things you touched on that I think are just amazing. You know, first of all, your disease reversal, congratulations, and that's wonderful. So when you say whole food plant-based, can you break that down a little bit more?
Yeah, so the easiest way is to think about that we're eating foods the way they were grown, the way before they get to the factory, before somebody can do something to that. You know, a processed food, they extract a lot of the nutrients, a lot of the fiber, and basically then try to put some of the stuff back into it to make it a little bit healthier. They do this to make foods last a lot longer on the shelf. And so whole foods are eating them the way they grew in the ground to begin with a little bit of cooking and adding some spices and herbs and things like that.
So when you started on this diet for reversing this, or at least putting in remission, the psoriatic arthritis, what did your diet look like?
Before I did?
Or even as you were doing it, what were the things you changed to? What were the types of food you were eating to get the dramatic results that you got?
Sure. So even though I was vegan, I was still eating a lot of processed foods. You know, I had no problem eating cookies and chips and crackers and things like that, which are full of fat and oil and salt, of course. And so I think the biggest change I made was getting rid of those processed foods, getting the processed oils out of my diet, and instead getting my fat from the natural foods like nuts and seeds and olives and avocados and things like that. So getting the processed oils out was a big change in reducing the inflammation in my body.
Right, which makes a lot of sense, changing that ratio of the pro-inflammatory to anti-inflammatory.
Exactly.
And how long did it take for you to begin seeing results?
It took several months for me to really be able to see changes in my arthritis. I would say on average it was around 3 months. And I will tell you that I was a little bit skeptical that it was going to help at all, but my wife said, well, just try it. So several months later, she was right. And so I haven't been on Enbrel since like 2000 and I forget the exact date, but I haven't been on Enbrel for a very long time.
That's wonderful. And did you find it was as hard for you to do, or did the results just kind of make it so worthwhile that there was no turning back?
Well, I think it was both. Yeah, the results were fantastic. Plus, having my wife on board and she does the cooking, I honestly didn't have a whole lot of choice. So.
Well, it takes away the hurdle of having to plan your meals and find the healthy sources of food. So that's really nice to have.
Yes, exactly.
Did you get cravings? You know, was it just still a challenge? Because obviously we're all exposed to food outside the home, whether it's someone brings something into the office or there's a work dinner. Were there times where it was just challenging?
Well, yeah. I mean, at times when I would see a bowl of chips there at the office or something like that, I would want to reach in and start eating chips. But I knew that it was something that I had done a lot of in the past, and it wasn't working out real well for me. So I've actually gotten to a point now where the pharmaceutical representatives, they know that I'm not going to eat pretty much what they bring. So they'll often bring me something, more on the whole food, plant-based side of things to make it a little bit easier. But yeah, early on there were those temptations to go back, but quite honestly, the results made it very easy for me to say, I'm done with that. I'm not going back.
Yeah. And how about your wife? Did she experience any difference when she transitioned to the whole food plant-based diet?
Well, she did. In fact, she, I want to say it was about 2 years later, she had her carotid arteries re-scanned. And that plaque had regressed and completely gone away. So from that aspect, it was more of a finding rather than her feeling necessarily differently. I think what it did for her was it sort of woke her up. She was sort of under the impression, as long as I am an active exercising person, that it'll kind of override any bad health habits as far as what I'm putting in my mouth. So I think it showed her that while exercise is great and part of a healthy lifestyle, it many times cannot override some unhealthy diet problems.
Yeah. And with the whole food plant-based, you know, there's so many, I guess, nuances in terms of what's allowed and what's not allowed, even amongst the whole foods. Did the both of you, to get these types of results, did you cut out like all dairy, eggs, you know, what did you entirely cut out? Anything that wasn't plant-based or not that strict?
So basically, when we were kind of on the journey, you know, we were lacto-ovo-vegetarian initially, which of course is dairy and egg, but no meat products. Then when we became vegan, we cut out the dairy and the eggs. And then when we moved to the whole food plant-based is when we cut out a lot of the, well, really all of the processed type foods. So we really don't eat processed foods unless we're, you know, out somewhere at a meeting or something and we have no other options. And then we still try to keep it to a minimum. So it was really that progression from standard American diet to vegetarian to vegan to whole food plant-based and removing those processed foods and those processed oils.
And how long of a journey was that for the two of you?
Wow. So it was a lot longer for me because my wife grew up vegetarian, but she was lacto-ovo vegetarian. For me, that from start to finish, it was, you know, you're looking at about 15 years it took me to sort of make all those different transitions. The real turning point for me, like I think many of the other people that are now in the whole food plant-based arena, at least in medicine, it was reading the China study. When Colin Campbell and his son Tom Campbell wrote the China study and I read it, it was like each page I was like, this is fascinating. This is fascinating. And so that book is what really turned the corner for me. And I started to see that this was science-based. This was not anecdotal evidence that we were seeing. This was science-based with a lot of medical literature out there that I had never seen before. It was something that I hadn't, of course, touched on in medical school really at all.
Yeah, I am a big fan of that book as well. And the Dinner with the Doc program, you mentioned how it got started. Can you tell me a little bit more about, you know, the types of topics you cover, how Sure. it's structured and how it's grown?
Sure. So the first year, as I mentioned, we did just four programs, and I did heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and obesity. And the response from the community, we started out with 40, 50 people the first meeting, then it grew, and by the fourth program, we were seeing 120 to 130 people consistently coming to the meetings. The meetings are structured such that they register, they get their blood pressure taken, and then they are served a whole food plant-based meal. Then we do some introduction with some drawings, and we give away some books, recipe books, sometimes DVDs, things like that. We often, once the program got going, we then started having testimonials as well at the beginning of the program, because people really like to hear what other people are doing. They like to see, you know, what struggles they've gone through, what results they're getting. So testimonials are really important. And then I will give a lecture on some sort of disease process, chronic disease, the four that I mentioned, heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and obesity. I've since then added brain health. We look at dementia and Alzheimer's, also another one on longevity, another one on why do we get sick and what can we do about it? As an immunologist, you know, even as an allergist, patients are often asking, why am I sick all the time? And so I start with their nutrition and their exercise and their sleep and things like that. So Dinner with a Doctor has consistently grown over the years to the point where we can only take about 130 to 140 people in the space that we're using. And we find that people see results and they start telling their friends and their coworkers and their family. And so each time we often have people raise their hand, who's here for the first time? And it's roughly a third of the audience is there for the first time, because some people are always inviting people to come and join because they're seeing results.
Wow. And how often do you offer the programs?
So we generally run on a 9-month schedule. We take off 2 months in the summer and we take off the month of December. We find that people are busier during those times, and so attendance may be affected a bit. The other thing that we do as well is we, some of our sessions are demonstrations, in other words, cooking demonstrations, because once you teach the people about their disease process and you teach them, you know, why they're having the problems they're having and say, all right, this is what you need to do. You need to change the way you're eating, your nutrition, your lifestyle. Then you've got to show them how to do it, because most people today, we're used to the standard American diet, which is lots of fast foods and getting food quickly and packaged and processed. And all of a sudden we're asking them to make a significant change. We're saying, all right, now we want you to get all that stuff out and we want you to start cooking whole food plant-based. And they kind of look at us like, I don't even know how to cook a pot of beans. So cooking demonstrations are very helpful as well. We provide them with recipes, and we also provide them with a lecture note. So they keep a notebook. They bring their notebook back each month. And so therefore, they've got references and resources as well.
And so for the individuals going through the program, roughly how many sessions do they go through until they can kind of feel that they can do this on their own at home?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one individual, he came to us. He was significantly overweight. He weighed about 350 pounds. He was diabetic and had heart disease and hypertension, was on seven antihypertensive medications. He confessed to me later, he says, it took me three sessions before I would even consider doing any of the things that that you were talking about. He since then has lost about 130 pounds. His insulin requirement has gone down from 250 units down to about 20 units a day. His doctor's asking, what are you doing differently? And so he's sharing with his doctor the whole food plant-based approach. So he's one individual. He took three sessions. Another lady, she'd been coming for over a year before she really said, all right, I'm going to do this. So it really varies. Some, depending on the degree of their heart disease, they jump right in, and because they know that the medicines and everything else hasn't really worked well. Others, it takes longer. So there's a real spectrum of how long a person will take. We do repeat each year on an annual basis, then we repeat the lectures so that a person, if they jump in the middle, if they stay with us, then the following year they can pick up the sessions that they haven't, that they missed in the previous year.
And are the sessions really thematic? Or, you know, for example, if someone's going through the program for heart disease, is there a series for heart disease?
No, what we do is we do each, you know, individual condition. And then during that lecture, we tell them, you know, what changes they need to make. And what many people find is that there's a recurring theme, that it isn't necessarily that there's this one magic food that you need to eat for heart disease and another one for diabetes and another one for cancer. They find that the recurring theme is that whole food plant-based approach works for most chronic diseases, either in prevention, reversing, or in treating. So therefore, even if you're there for heart disease and you come the next month and we're going to talk about diabetes, they all sort of overlap, and they can continue to grow and increase their knowledge in how to approach disease processes with using food as their medicine.
Sure. And, you know, there's so many diet trends out there, and this whole food plant-based diet, you know, as we know, there's a lot of science behind it. Can you, you know, for our listeners, can you speak a little bit about the science of why so many people get such dramatic reversal and turnaround?
Yeah, so when you look at nutrition as a whole, it's really clear in the science that animal-based products tend to promote inflammation. They tend to promote increase in certain hormones in the body, in particular called insulin growth factor 1, which is been shown to promote cancer growth, and dairy products in particular will promote inflammation. It's been associated with increased risk of prostate cancer and other cancers. And so using food as medicine is not something that is anecdotal or something that somebody just sort of made up. There are volumes of scientific articles, literally thousands of articles in our peer-reviewed literature, indicating that, yes, nutrition is important. If you look at the U.S. Burden of Disease Collaborator Study, which looked at the state of U.S. health 1990 to 2010, what that study showed, which is really surprising to a lot of people, is that the number one risk factor for death is dietary risks. The number one risk factor for disability is dietary risks. And people find that interesting because they said, well, what about tobacco smoking, you know? But actually, that's number two on the list. And then being overweight, high body mass index, and high blood pressure, those are all in the top four for risk factors for death and disability. And so it becomes real apparent that dietary and high body mass index and high blood pressure and things like that are the risk factors for the diseases that we are seeing rampant in the United States. And so often I will talk to physicians who are unfamiliar with whole food plant-based, and they'll say, well, you know, there's just not much data on that. And I'll say, have you looked? And they have to admit that they haven't looked. And I was one of those physicians. I hadn't looked until after I read the China study, and then I started looking. And I realized that there are volumes and volumes of solid science that is supporting the use of a whole food plant-based diet to prevent, reverse, and treat disease. When you ask them, can you show me a study that shows that animal products can reverse heart disease? They can't, because there are none. Animal products tend to increase the risk for disease, whether it be cancer or diabetes or heart disease. But there's lots of science out there that people are slowly beginning to realize that, you know what, there's something to that. And as physicians, we are still learning a lot of this. And many physicians, we're focused on, you know, pills and procedures, and we just haven't had the training. So in the defense of the physicians, we just haven't been exposed to it like we should have. I always tell my patients, whether I'm treating an allergic problem or immunologic or whatever, I say, we always want to try to get to the underlying cause. And what's real clear to me as I've studied this over the last 7 or 8 years is that it's our diet, it's our nutrition that is causing the problem. When we get that cause out of the way and get the good stuff in, our body starts to heal itself.
Yeah, I couldn't ditto that or echo that anymore. And can you also speak to us a little bit about the behind the scenes of making a documentary? So you were very involved in Eating You Alive. What is it like working on a documentary, and how does all the data come together and all the, the whole process happen?
Yeah. So a real quick backstory on that. The way that whole documentary got going was we were looking to do some filming work with our Dinner with a Doctor. And so we interviewed this company to do it. They were so intrigued with this whole idea of whole food plant-based healing disease that they themselves adopted it full bore. They went full blast on it. And within a few months, they started seeing significant changes in their health. And long story short, they eventually said, we've got to make a documentary about this. So then it was, you know, starting at scratch. And so basically educating them about whole food plant-based, and then giving them the resources. In other words, who are the people in the United States that are the experts in this? So I started by building a list of experts and people that they could then go interview. And then we wanted to make the documentary. Not only it needed to have the science, but it also needed to have testimonials in it. So we had to have people that were experiencing these changes. And then lastly, we needed to show people how to do it. So we wanted the documentary to have all three components in it so that people would get a better, fuller idea of how to approach this.
You know, what I love about that story is, you know, oftentimes people feel that they're just one person, that they can't make much of a change, but your story just speaks volumes to how one person, you know, can make a personal transformation, bring it to their community, watch it grow within the community, and then through the documentary, you know, really spread it to, you know, across the whole country.
Exactly. And this sort of approach to educating and teaching people, it's going to be a little bit at a time because this is such a new idea for many people. You know, we're raised eating a certain way, believing a certain way. And when somebody starts to want to change our diet, it's a big deal. It's not as simple as writing a prescription here, take this pill. It's saying, this is not a diet. This is a lifestyle change. And so we tell people, it's not like you're going to be on this diet for 6 months and then you can go back to eating the way you were. This is a whole paradigm shift, and it's getting people to start to see diet, nutrition, lifestyle in a different manner than we've looked at before.
And for people who are trying to make that transition, what's the best advice that you would give?
So I would say, first of all, don't make it more complicated than it needs to be. A lot of people get hung up with lengthy whole food plant-based recipes because, you know, there are a lot of excellent recipes out there, a lot of excellent books that give good recipes. But I tell them, try to keep it simple. I tell them beans sort of become your new meat. They take the place of the meat because beans are full of fiber and protein and carbohydrate, and they've got all the nutrients and they fill you up. And so once people realize that, okay, I don't have to do three complicated recipes every night for dinner, it makes it a little bit easier. I also tell them, for the busy people that are working and sending kids to school, that it's a good idea if you can adopt what people will call a preparation day, or at least a preparation half day, where you spend a few hours sort of cooking ahead for the week, where you can take things and put it in the freezer, put it in the refrigerator, and then eat on it through the week so that you're not having to come home each night and try to put together a recipe and spend an hour or two cooking. People are used to things being fast and easy, so it's very hard when I say, all right, instead of running by and picking up some fast food on the way home, I want you to come home and eat whole food plant-based. That can be overwhelming. So when we teach them how to simply prepare food, how to prepare food ahead of time and store it for future use, that makes it a little bit easier and a little more doable. And I think the most important thing is when you see the results, it's very easy to not want to go back. I will make one comment about moderation. If you do this moderately, you're only going to get moderate results at best. The more fully you adopt the whole food plant-based, the better results you're going to see.
That's great advice. And what's next on the horizon for you?
Well, continuing with Dinner with a Doctor, we actually are getting our website launched here in the next couple of weeks. So it's a website in its infancy stages, but if people want to go ahead and go to the website, it's dinnerwithadoctor.com. There's a little button you can hit notify me, and we will let you know when the website is live. I'll also be going back to Romania in October. I was there in May and did several Dinner with a Doctor programs in Bucharest, Romania, the capital there. We had 3 nights of Dinner with a Doctor with over 250 people attending each night. Then did a health retreat for a week. This time they've invited me back to speak at a medical school there in Romania, which is exciting because I like to have the opportunity to share this with our up-and-coming doctors, whether it be in the United States or in Europe.
That's fabulous. That's wonderful to have that kind of international outreach. That's such a great direction to go. Well, Dr. Holly, thank you so much for sharing your personal story and sharing all the work that you're doing and all the future work that you plan to do. This is really just so inspirational.
Well, it's my privilege, and I appreciate the work that you all are doing as well in sort of spreading the whole food plant-based message and its use in treating, preventing, and reversing chronic disease.
Yeah, you know, as you said, the science is there, and we just hope that more people learn about it and can make positive changes in their life.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much.
My privilege. Thank you.
The Whole Health Cure is brought to you by the Lifestyle Medicine and Wellness Center at Emory. For more information about wellness assessments, classes, and other resources, please visit our website. This material is copyrighted by Emory University.